Hello.
This is the confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello, very good day to you. This is Lisa William from eBay. So how may I help you?
Yes. Yes, well, you just rang me saying that there's money to be taken out of my bank. I don't know who this is.
Okay, so actually it is a confirmation call, ma'am, because we have found some suspicious thing that some overseas people try to purchase the gift card cost you $299 from your account, so you want to place your order or you want to cancel and refund back your money?
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. I don't know who's it from my account.
Yes, ma'am, from your account.
Yeah, but I don't know nothing about it. So who's using my phone?
Okay, so can you tell me one thing, ma'am? Yes, have you ever shared your card information, any detail to your friend, family member, anyone else?
No.
So maybe it could possible that someone else, maybe hacker misuse your information, try to purchase the gift card, cost you $299. So you want to cancel your order, right?
Yeah, well, I don't have an order. So I'm not using my pay card.
Yes, maybe your account someone else misused. So I'm going to help you for the cancellation process.
Are you from a bank?
Yes, ma'am. We are calling you from eBay Health Center.
EBL Health Center?
Yes, ma'am, right. So you need to put me on speaker mode so that I will help you for the cancellation process. Put me on speaker mode.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, so I'm going to guide you, ma'am, step by step, how you will get the cancellation ID number as well as form. And after that, we will block those person who try to misuse your information without your prior knowledge. So open the Play Store application or App Store.
I don't know how to do that.
Okay, you do one thing.
Well, if that's the case, then, how about you send me back my money?
Yes, ma'am. If any money debited, we will definitely send your money back to your account. So I'm going to guide you, ma'am, step by step, how you will get the cancellation ID number. So you need to open the Play Store application or App Store.
Play Store.
Okay, you do one thing, ma'am. Press the home button and come back to normal home screen.
Well, I can't do it online when you're on the phone.
You can't do online via your phone. So do you have any other device apart of this?
Hang on.
What was the name of the...
Don't worry about it, Nicole. Don't worry about it. Yeah, this is Apple Play Store. Play Store?
Yes, open the App Store. You are using another phone, right, ma'am?
Yeah, I have your phone. Yeah.
All right, open the App Store.
Yeah, I did open it. Is this open, Nicole? Please, look at this.
Yeah, it's open.
Okay, open. Yes, can you see the right-hand side bottom corner? There is a magnifying glass or a search box.
Is there a research box or a...
Yep.
There's games, apps, and books. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, ma'am. Now I'm going to give you the secure app's name. You need to type over there. Letter A for alpha.
A for alpha.
N for November.
N for November, yep.
Y for yellow.
Y for yellow, yep.
D for doctor.
D, yep.
Yeah, E for echo.
Yep.
S for sugar.
Oh, S. S, yep.
And K for kilo. It's any dex.
K for kilo. Oh, K for kilo.
Is it K for kilo?
Yes, ma'am, right. K for kilo. Now go for search and find this application.
It's called Any Desk?
Yes, ma'am, right. Go for search.
Google search it, yep.
Yeah, now what are the options you can see over there?
Yep.
Can you see get, install, download?
Yep, download that, yes.
Yes, ma'am. Do you click on download?
Yeah, it's downloading now, yes.
Yes, very good. Once you see the open option, you do let me know.
Yep.
Okay. So with the help of this application, ma'am, we are going to send you the cancellation ID number. Okay.
Still installing. Hang on. Still installing. My friend tells me no, and I don't really know how much they have to do this, really. Now, saying open.
It's installed. So I'm getting open now.
Open it now, yes.
Yeah, open it now. Now what can you see?
It says privacy statement.
Yeah, go click on OK, continue.
Yeah. Well, it says Kim's agent now. Now saying, I have read and agreed to the terms and conditions.
Above. Yeah, give a click on yes, ma'am. Give a click on OK, continue next.
Yeah, and confirm?
Yeah, confirm.
Yep.
Privacy now statement. What can you see?
Privacy statement.
Yeah, practice. Yeah, give a click on OK, continue next.
Okay, yep.
All right, now what can you see?
It's saying Any Desk plugin add one install.
Yeah, give a click on install. Mm-hmm. It's an Android phone, ma'am, or iPhone?
Sorry?
It's an Android phone or iPhone, which one?
Android.
Okay, it's an Android. Okay, once you will see uninstall option, you need to come back to your normal home screen and open the AnyDesk application that we have installed now.
Do I press uninstall, do I?
Don't click on uninstall, all right. Okay,
yep.
Press the home button. Press the home button and come back to your normal home screen.
And to what screen?
Yeah, press the home button. Press the home button.
Home button.
What's that?
Home button. Home button.
Yep. So she's in front page.
Front page.
Yeah, open the AnyDesk application.
What was that?
The application which we installed now, AnyDesk.
Oh, AnyDesk. Application. Where is it?
Yeah, try to find Red Color application.
Where would it be in Play Store?
Yeah, it will on your phone. Try to find.
It's not one of the apps. It hasn't come up as hang on.
No, this time don't click on OK. Once you will see the plugin activation, don't click on OK. Click on cancel.
It says plugin cancel.
Cancel. Click on cancel.
Yep.
Cancel. Yes, right. Okay, now can you see tutorial? Can you see the tutorial?
Yep.
Yeah, skip the tutorial.
Yep. Tutorial's there.
Yeah, all right.
It says you can abort the tutorial by touching the
air. Yeah, it's, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, right. Okay, yeah, right. If avoid that area, highlighted area.
So touch the area that they said, yep. So it's brought up numbers.
When you see your address, yeah, that is the cancellation ID number. Just confirm me that number slowly, slowly, one by one.
Well, I'll write it down.
Yes. You need to confirm. Yes, ma'am. Tell me that number.
143.
143, then?
024. Your account. Right down, please.
024.
906.
906. I'm confirming your number once again. 143024909906. Is it correct?
Yeah, no, yes.
19.
Okay. Yeah, it's 906, right?
Yes.
Okay, and just below the number, can you see the password option, set password?
Set password.
Yeah, give a click on that.
Set password.
Yeah, give a click on that. Yeah, give a click on that. Password. Okay. And once you have give a click on set password, you need to scroll down. You will see the permission profile.
Yep. Where's it on?
Yeah.
Permission.
Yep.
Allow other devices to save login. Is that right? Or clear all?
No, no, not that one. Scroll down little bit. You will see permission profile. Can you see the permission profile?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. And give a click on that permission profile.
Yep.
All right. Okay, so can you see the fourth option on attendant access? Give a click over there.
It says default screen sharing full access unattended access.
Unattended one. Give a click on unattended one.
Yep.
All right. So can you see, ma'am, there is enable unattended access and a square box. Yeah, enable unattended. Can you see?
Yep, unattended authorization access.
Yes, enable unattended. Give a click on square box. Check that square box.
Yep, it says
right.
Set password.
Yeah, give a click on set password. I'm going to give you the password, secure password. You need to type all in lowercase. So type over there, E for echo.
Watch it.
E for. In a small letter, okay?
Yep. Right there.
Right? Okay, yeah. No, type in first small letter, all in a small letter, all right?
Yep.
E for echo. Yeah, B
yep.
for Bravo.
Yep.
Letter B, then A for Alpha.
Yep.
Then Y for yellow.
Yep.
Number seven. Number 8?
Yep.
Number 9?
Yep.
Number 0?
Yep.
And now press open. eBay.
7890.
Is it correct, ma'am?
Yes, yep.
Now press OK. Can you see the OK option?
Yes, it says OK. I press OK.
OK. Yeah, all right. So now don't do anything, all right? We are going to connect you to our security department.
Yeah.
Okay, don't do anything. Be on that page where you can see. Yeah. So please hold the line.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just going to start the cancellation process right now. So once you will see the start now option, you need to click on start now so that the cancellation process will start it. So please hold the line. Let's check.
Do I close it?
No, don't close it, okay? I'm going to connect you to our security department, all right? So please hold the line.
Yep.
Yes. Don't do anything. Don't touch anywhere. Yeah, so now, ma'am, I'm going to send you the security warning notification. You will know, we are going to connect you to our security department. You will see the start now option. You need to click on start now. Once you will click on start now, the cancellation process will start it, all right? So you need to do it fast. Yeah, do it fast. Click on start now. Click on start now. Yeah, click on start now. Okay.
Click on start now.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Now, ma'am, now do one thing, ma'am. Can you see the very bottom, there's a close option. Give a click on close. There's a red color close option. Can you see? Yeah, close. Give a click on close. Yeah, two times it will appear. Yeah, two times. Yeah. Click on close. Okay, now what can you see?
And security.
Security. Just can you see the very top? There's a security and an arrow pointing left hand side. Just give a click on that arrow.
The one at the top with security. Yep.
Yeah.
The arrow
pointing left side. Yeah, the arrow. The arrow.
Yep.
Just click on arrow. Now what
can
you see? Can you see that PJ Secure Server is connected with you? Can you see that our security department is connected with you?
Yeah. Alright.
So now don't do anything. Okay. I'm just going to transfer your call to the senior manager. Alright. He will help you for the cancellation process, and he will help you to block those people and refund back your money. Alright. So please hold the line. Let me speak to my manager. Okay.
Yep.
Hello, ma'am. You do?
Hello, anybody?
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you doing, ma'am? This is Sean. Your call has been transferred to me. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm alright.
Alright. So I do believe my previous colleague has explained you each and everything about this or regarding to this call, why are you getting this call, right?
Yes.
Alright. So right now, ma'am, what I'm going to do, I'm going to show you that who are those people who are trying to get access to your personal information and from where they have belong, alright? So first of all, are you on your AnyDesk application right now?
Yes.
Alright. Now you will get to see a security warning from us. Just do let me know, alright? If you receive any kind of security warning, just do let me know.
Yeah, now.
Yeah, give a click on start now.
Start now, yes.
Yeah, give a click on start now. Now, ma'am, do a thing. Just simply come back to your normal home screen from where you can see all your apps and regular icons.
Pardon?
Come back to your normal home page, ma'am. Come back to your normal home page and open up your Google.
Back to me,
Come back to your home page and now open up your Google. And now open up your Google. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Now on your Google, type there. My, M as in mother, Y as in yellow, my.
What is it?
It should be my. M as in mother, Y as in yellow, my.
I'm going to help you just spell that.
Sorry?
I don't know what to sign.
You need to type the letter M. M as in mother, then Y as in yellow.
Yeah, but let's spell it.
Have you typed it, ma'am?
Spell it for me, please.
It should be M. M as in mother. Letter M.
Okay. Are you saying that it's there? Well, it's not there, so we'll type it in?
Yes, type the letter M, madam.
Okay.
Have you typed it?
What are you saying, mother?
Then letter Y as in yellow.
Why?
Yes. letter Y, then leave a space.
Yep, space.
Then put numerical 1, the number 1.
Number 1, yep.
Then letter P, P as in Papa.
Okay, so what?
Letter P, ma'am, P as in Papa.
P?
Yeah, P. Then leave a space.
What?
Space.
Then leave a space.
Yep, yep.
Then type address. It should be A, letter A.
Yep.
Then letter D.
Address.
Yes, type your address.
Yes,
and
it's going to be my IP address, don't you think?
Yes, my IP address location. You need to type there my 1P address location.
My IP location.
My IP location. Yes, you need to type that on Google.
Location?
Yes, my 1P
IP
address location. Location.
Address. This is weird, Nicole. Yeah, but
it's saying
location. My IP address is coming right here.
Where will
it be?
Yeah, now search for it.
What?
Now search for it, ma'am. Now give a click on search. Now look at the your keyboard. At the right hand side bottom corner, you will get to see a magnifying glass over there. Give a click on that.
Yep, where's my IP?
See
your public address.
Yes, ma'am, give a click on that.
I'm going to get locked up
again. Alright, now, ma'am, could you please let me know that, do you know anything about the IP address, ma'am? Do you know anything about that?
Yeah.
You don't know, alright. Now,
where
is your IP?
49151. What is it?
49185-94184. Yes, exactly. Yes, ma'am. That's your internet IP address. Those persons are using this internet IP address to access to your information, and they can see that whenever you log into your email or into your bank, they can see that whatever online activity you are doing, they can simply saw that, all right? From there, they get your personal information out there, and they are trying to steal your money, all right?
Yes.
All right. Now, did you get my point here?
Yes.
All right. Now, ma'am, do a thing. Just simply come back to your normal homepage and open up your email. And you saw that if you got any kind of suspicious email from us or anyone, all right?
So, is that done? What have you done there? What did you do there?
Now, ma'am, simply open up your email.
Yes.
All right. Now, ma'am, can you see any kind of suspicious email, like from eBay or Amazon, something like that?
No.
Sorry, come again.
All
right. So you didn't get any email from eBay, right?
No, you didn't get nothing from eBay.
All right, so ma'am, that is the reason. All right, so that is the reason they have access to your email, and they have simply just hide your eBay email from your email, all right? So right now, what are you going to do, ma'am? First of all, just look at the right-hand side top corner. You will get to see a circle over there, a blue circle. Can you see that?
Yes. Yes,
ma'am. Yes, give a tap on that.
Yep.
Now I'm confirming your email. So first of all, I'm confirming your name. Your name is Felicia Thomas, right?
Yep.
And your email is thomasfelicia318@gmail.com, right?
Yep.
All right. So the person have used this email to get into your email, and they have deleted all the emails from us, all right? So right now, ma'am, now do a thing. Just simply log in into your bank and see that if you got any kind of suspicious transaction, even though it is $1, just do let me know so that we can make a report on it, all right?
I haven't got my bank on my phone.
You haven't got your bag on your phone?
No, yesterday I rebooted my phone because my phone was getting too much shit happening on my phone. So I had to reboot my phone.
All right. So could you please let me know that what was the last time you have checked your statement?
Oh, probably a couple of days ago. On the weekend.
Sorry?
On the weekend, on Saturday.
2 days ago?
Saturday.
All right. And could you please let me know, ma'am, with what bank are you dealing with right now? Like, are you dealing with any kind of, like, Commonwealth or Westpac, something like that?
Commonwealth Bank, ma'am.
So, ma'am, like, do you remember your internet, like, your internet banking password, like, your customer ID and your internet banking password? All right. So, now, do a thing, ma'am. Just simply open up the Google. Open up the Google. And now do a thing. Type the name of your bank and search for it.
Search for what?
First of all, type the name of your bank and then search for it.
Yeah, come on, bank.
Yes, now search for it, ma'am.
Install it.
Now, do you think, install that application?
I'm not feeling quick at my fingers. It's still installing the bank. You still there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. And could you please let me know, ma'am, that why have you uninstalled your application? Could you please let me know that?
Yes.
What was the reason that you have uninstalled your Commonwealth application? Could you please let me know?
They're still installing. Just wait.
Okay.
All right. And like, ma'am, have you ever installed this application on your cell phone? And ma'am, could you please let me know that apart from this bank,
but
like, do you deal with any other bank?
When I'm finished.
No. I'm not asking about that. I'm asking about you. Like, apart from this bank, like,
still thinking about it. Just wait.
Yes, ma'am. I'm holding the line for you.
Yeah. No, I don't know my password.
You don't remember your password, ma'am?
No.
Alright, now do you think, look at the bottom, you'll get to see something written as forgetting your net banking details. Can you see that?
Forget
your net bank details.
Yeah, I'm going to go in there. I don't have a password.
Yeah, now open the application, first.
It says client number, which I put in, and it says password, I don't know it, alright?
All right, now, yes, and now below that, can you see something written as forget your net bank details? Can you see that?
Yep. Net bank mobile?
Yes, ma'am. Give a click on that.
Yep. I did.
All right. Now put your client number over there. All right. Now look at the, madam, before putting your client number, look at the below. You will get to see something written as, I forget my login details. Can you see that?
What is it? What's your time?
I'm forgetting my login details. Can you see that?
I forgot my login details.
Yes.
I forgot.
Yeah, give a click on that. Yeah, give a click on that.
Yep.
All right. Now zoom in the page and now put your card number, your card details over there.
My card number in there. That's weird.
Yeah, put your card number over there, yeah.
What?
The debit card which you are using.
You only need the last four numbers of the card though, don't you?
No, you need to put your whole number. You need to put your 16-digit number over there.
You need to put the whole 16-digit number
over there.
What? You can buy
that. Because that's how you will log into your bank, ma'am. The last four digit pin will not help you to log into your bank. That's your Commonwealth application. You will get to see on that, all right? You need to put that onto your, ma'am, you need to put that onto your banking details. Not you. You're not confirming to me any of your details, all right? Did you get my point? I'm not asking about your card details. The banking application is asking about your... Yes, ma'am. We are not asking about your card details. The banking page is asking about your card details.
What are you asking for that?
It will asking about your card details so that you can log in into your bank account, all right? Did you get my point here?
I don't need any card number, ma'am.
You're getting me wrong. I don't want any of your card number. The banking page, the Commonwealth Bank, the bank which you're dealing with, they want your card number to log into your bank account. All right?
You're the hacker.
If I were the hacker, ma'am, I will ask about your personal information, but I didn't ask about any of your personal information. I'm the one who's confirming your personal information right now. Did you get my point here? Now look at
the bank in a minute.
Yeah, zoom in the page now. Tell me that what can you see? Just look at this culture shop. You will get to see. Put your card number over there, then your card pin, and after that, below that you will get to see a check box over there. Give a click on that check box, and after that, you need to give a click on next. All right? Don't do it that much fast. First of all, see your details. All right? Check your details first, then put the whole thing.
What do we do now?
Card details are in. Okay. Today? Yes. Now you need to put your card pin over there. Which you use in your ATM.
Yeah, okay. What do you mean?
The four digit pin number, ma'am, which you use in your ATM to like withdraw the cash.
I'll put it in there. What do you want me to fucking do next?
You have put the three-digit pin over there, ma'am. The ATM card should be four number.
No, it's not. So three. The back of the card number is three numbers.
No. You don't need to put your CVV over there. You need to put the card, the ATM number. Like, whenever you visit to your ATM, you have, like, when you withdraw the cash, you have put four-digit number over there, right?
Yeah,
okay. Yes. Now put that number over there. Put that four-digit number over there.
Over where?
Over the card pin, ma'am. Over the card pin.
Yeah, but what?
Because, ma'am, you need to reset your internet banking password. Below that, you can see that there's something you can add. I need to reset my net bank password. Can you see that? All right. Now, below that, can you see a check box over there, a blank box? You need to give a click.